If you love donuts and Taco Tuesday is always on the calendar, welcome to the greatest place on earth.
Yeah, it's a weekly regimen.
The gym.
Everyone at the gym knows you haven't been there in a decade because they're on their Nike high-tech gear. You show up in jeans and leg warmers.
It's time to tune your body.
We're going
to
do 85 push-ups.
To shape up so you don't have to ship out.
Now use your abs to keep your toes, knees, and hips facing the floor.
Put your life in motion and survive with the fittest.
Thomas Jefferson said, revolution can start in the muscle.
This is A Good Fit with Ted Geiss.
Hey, yeah, you the trainer here?
Empowering you to be all that you can be.
Push it, push it, come on, it's all you, it's all you.
Live from the iHub Radio Cardio Clubhouse, here's your fitness master, Ted Geiss.
Well, good afternoon, I am Ted Geiss, and welcome to A Good Fit here on the iHub Network. It's iHubRadio.com. And you are in store for 2 hours of health and fitness talk radio all about you and your life and how to live it the best. So I want to say hello to my comrade today, John. How are you, John?
Hey, Ted.
The McMullen.
It's been a while since I've hung out with you.
I know, and I kind of miss you a little bit. I don't want you to like that, know that, though. You know, get your big swelled head or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to talk about some...
Well, you don't talk about swelled heads. You talk about swelled arms.
Swelled arms. Get swole, bro.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. So, yeah. Hey, before we get started, I want to say hello, a shout out to all my loyal listeners. Again, Bill and Dave, the cake dealers back there in South Palm Strings. You guys are always so good and consistent. Thank you for listening. My whole G-Force workout crew. We got Russ Thatcher up in Monterey County. We got some Sacramento boys listening in today and some Modesto girls living in today. You know who you are. So welcome to the show. We're glad you're here. So John, one of the things that I've been talking about with people in my class, G-Force workout, is balance. So
I've had a lot of issues with it lately.
I know you have. I see that little thing on your wrist, and it concerns me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a splint on there.
A splint.
I managed to fracture my wrist.
Uh-huh. That's
so
fun.
Fortunately, it's very minor.
Yeah.
And the doctors say you can barely see it on the x-rays.
Good.
But it doesn't feel that way.
Yeah, I bet. Well, you know, there's just so many little bones in your wrist and hand and everything that it's a painful thing to fracture.
It is. And I've been dealing with part of it is the fact that, you know, I spent the last year pretty much off my feet.
Right.
Because I had to get my right foot healed, and it finally has.
Ah, yes.
Which is great. But then I had this, and I'm... Honest to God, I am afraid to even go walking outside because if I hit a crack or something and I go down and I use my hand to brace the fall or something like that, it's not going to be pretty.
Do you have all the feeling back in your feet?
No, and I won't get it.
I think that's a problem.
You know, the thing is I haven't had the feeling on my feet for 20 years because a doctor did, you know, malpractice, actually.
Some nerve damage?
When he tried to do an epidural steroid injection into a disc. Yeah. And I've never felt since then. But the other side of it is, and I have these specialized shoes to deal with my foot issues, is that I have also had this horrible ringing in my ears.
Tinnitus.
Yeah. And then some.
And then some.
I got to tell you, because I've always had ringing in my ears most of my life.
Really?
But not like I've had for the last, let's say, 5 months or so.
Yeah.
I mean, it is so loud.
What's your doctor say about it?
And I've gone and not only seen my primary care, but I've also seen ear, nose, and throat specialists at Eisenhower.
Yeah.
And there's pretty much nothing they say you can do except to mentally tune it out, and that can take a couple of years to get to that point. But I have family who had issues with cerebellum in their senior years.
Right.
And I think that there may be a deeper, you know, inner ear issue for me because of what's going on. Because sometimes I start to feel a little dizzy from the...
Yeah,
you know, from the thing. I mean, a lot of people would argue I'm always dizzy,
but
I start
different
to
dizzy.
Feel that. But the thing is that what I really feel like I also need to do is once I can do my physical fitness stuff again, is I need to really work on my core to, you know,
yeah.
make sure I can stand and feel solid in my footing.
That's so important. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about today. Your core, what it has to do with your balance, and balance is a big issue. It doesn't matter whether you're younger or older, but especially as we age, balance becomes a bigger issue. And falls are one of the most, important issues that doctors deal with when people fall.
They kill people,
right?
Because people break a hip and
never come back from
it.
A fall like that can be the start of a downhill slide, unfortunately, for people who a bad fracture when you're in your 80s is a lot different than it is when you're in your 40s. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. And I deal with people.
It's bad enough, by the way, when you're in your mid-50s.
Yeah. Young studs. We're going to talk about some balance issues today because I deal with it all the time. I teach for those of you who don't know, I teach a HIIT class. It's weightlifting aerobics and body exercises every Monday through Friday at Ruth Hardy Park right at the moment, since the gym's not open. And balance is a big issue for us there because most of the people are over 50. And so they're interested in how to increase their core strength, like you said, John, and how to take care of their balance issues, because falls are such a big thing. And no one likes to be off balance anyway. And if you've got things like tinnitus and any sort of vertigo issues, I've got a couple people that have vertigo, blood pressure drops and raises can make you dizzy. You can lose your balance real quick. So we're going to be talking a few things about that. Now, last week we talked about the link between mental health and heart disease. And I got quite a few questions on Facebook afterwards about that, messages about it. And so I think it's a great idea. Now, I answered those, but I think it's a great idea, folks. If you have the time and you want to know more about what does mental health have to do with the health of my heart, just Google the link between mental health and heart disease. There's a ton of, go past the ads, the first five or six ads, because that's not what you want to do. You want to go to the Mayo Clinic, the Bethesda, Maryland Hospital, respected places like that, and look at their studies on the link between mental health and heart disease. That was a good topic, and thank you for all of you who wrote with your questions about that and for more explanations. We also talked about one of my favorite things, chocolate, and what were the benefits of chocolate. Now, I wanted to remind you, because I also had people writing me and saying, woohoo, I can have a Twix or I can have a Snickers bar. And I say, it doesn't kind of work that way. You could do that, but what you'd really be doing better, just to recap, is to have about 3 to 4 ounces, no more than 4 ounces, of dark chocolate every week to reap the health benefits. Now, that's dark chocolate. And what I mean by dark chocolate is when you look at the cacao percentage in them, like you can at Cost Plus World Market, they have plenty of chocolate bars in there that tell you the percentage right on the label of the cacao content. And you want to go 70% or more. Now, as you go more, of course, the taste is going to be different because they use, less sugar, things like that to sweeten it. And you'll get more of a pure cacao taste, which can taste, frankly, a little bitter and a little acerbic. But there's plenty of choices there, from sweet to not so sweet, for you to get the good stuff, 70% more or more. And there's all sorts of different, versions of it. So look for that. And those are the ones that have the most beneficial polyphenols, which are free radical busters. You want to make sure that you're eating the healthy, good, dark chocolate. Okay. A Snickers bar, it's not going to kill you every once in a while, but make it every once in a while. Okay. Like once a month or once every 6 months or once a year kind of thing. Okay. So the other thing that we talked about that I got some questions about were the unhealthiest caffeinated beverages. And of course, right up there, the number one, you'd think it would be something with coffee from Starbucks or something like that, but it's not. It's energy drinks. Okay. Things like Red Bull, Monster. Those are not good, you guys. They may give you the jolt that you want, but take those in moderation. They're usually full of caffeine, just full. You know, 2 and 3 times the amount of a cup of coffee, and there a lot of them are full of sugar, even though you can buy sugar free. And personally, I think they taste horrible, but you know, whatever. And you know, there's that the whole thing that people even mix booze with Red Bull. I don't get that personally, but number one were those energy drinks, so stay away from them. And the other thing that you want to stay away from is water that looks healthy, but it's loaded with caffeine. There is caffeinated water out there, which I was surprised to learn. I don't look in that section very often because I filter my water, so I don't buy a lot of bottled water. So make sure that you stay away from those kind of things. The third thing I want to remind you about is sports drinks. We went over this briefly, but I had a couple of questions. Is it okay to have sports drinks that are sugar-free? You know, here's the thing about sports drinks. Sometimes it's the sugar in them that makes you, it replenishes your electrolytes. If you are dehydrated, lots of times we'll recommend, and I've had this happen to myself where I've been dehydrated all of a sudden and I get a little dizzy and I need to sit down, I feel nauseous, and I'll drink a small Gatorade, the regular stuff, to come back. It's happened to me twice in my adult years, and on hot days when I overexerted and I didn't get enough electrolytes. Those sports drinks are best for the manufacturers because they put a lot of money in their pocket. And I'm not opposed to you having one now and then, but don't make a regular habit of it because they can be packed with caffeine and sugar as well. So know what you're doing. So, okay, that's my recap for that stuff. Just so you know. And don't be shy. If you have questions, please don't be shy. You can hit me up on Facebook under Ted Geish. You can hit me up on my A Good Fit page on Facebook. Ask me questions. Don't be shy. I'm more than happy to take them. Okay. So this week, though, we're going to talk about my favorite exercise again. It's always coming back. We're going to talk about my favorite exercise, and that is what? It is push-ups. I love to say push-ups. John, do you love push-ups as much as I think you do?
Oh yeah.
Push-ups are, you know, we're going to talk about ways for you to do them again, because people ask me, you know, since the gyms are closed or they're limited in scope, what can I do with my body weight to get exercise? And a lot of people say, oh, I haven't done push-ups in 50 years. I'm not going to be able to do one. Well, guess what? I'm gonna take that fear away from you, and I'm gonna tell you how to do it. Again, we've gone over this before, and I want you to hear it again, because push-ups are one of the two best upper body exercises. The other one, which we'll cover a little bit, but is a little more difficult if you don't have a apparatus to do it, is pull-ups. And then we're gonna talk about the best exercise for your lower body, okay? And variations on that theme. That's all coming up in the next segment, so don't go anywhere. We're also gonna talk about the big 5 basic body weight exercises that you can do for all over fitness, okay? You might be surprised at these, and we're going to bust some workout myths coming up in the next segment. I'm Ted Geish. This is A Good Fit here on the iHub Network, and I'm sitting in today with Mr. John McMullen.
Fitness. It's not a four-letter word.
Okay, slight major exaggeration.
If that's what you're looking for, well, you could try carb.
Will you guys quiet down? I'm trying to concentrate on my cardio.
Or maybe lazy.
Man, we're cooking today.
But hey, we're not here to shame anyone.
Your lifting partner is somebody you can vent all your emotional problems to.
Whether you're 18 or 80, A Good Fit with Ted Geish is your weekly dose of inspiration and advice to get your fit on.
This morning I was brushing my teeth and I saw a muscle in my arm for the first time.
Congratulations.
Here's iHub Radio Fitness Master, Ted Geish.
We back. Welcome back to A Good Fit here on iHub Network at iHubRadio.com. I'm so glad you're here with us. I'm in the studios today with the big kahuna, John McMullen. How you doing, John? Talk to me.
I'm good.
Always ask you that when the mic is far away from you, huh? Nice guy. Yeah. What? I ask you how you're doing when the mic is far away from you.
After. I was like, oh, it's over on the other side of the room.
The other side. So, all right.
Okay.
Well, you know, a few other things to go over before we get into push-ups, my favorite exercise. But, you know, a lot of people have asked me, when will the gym be back open? What gyms are open? There are a few outdoor gyms open. We in Riverside County are still in the most serious zone, the purple zone, and we need to get into the red zone, the next level down. Now, numbers are encouraging. There have been, you know, some encouraging signs. We've opened back up here in the state of California, so there's people are free to move around a little bit more, so we'll see. You know, so it's anybody's guess when we will go into the red tier, I believe it is the next tier. And that allows us to open up at 10% capacity, which means about 60 to 70 people where I work, okay? And that's a big space. So there are still some outdoor alternatives available. EOS Gym is open, and they're doing a great job. They've got nice people at their reception helping you out, and they've got equipment under tents, and they're doing such a great job. So thank you folks at EOS for doing that. I understand, I've not been there, but Anytime Fit, also in Cathedral City, is doing a great job. Thank you guys. And Fit and 42, right at the corner of Ramon and Gene Autry, you'll see those folks exercising outside. They're doing a great job. So thank you guys for helping to keep the community fit. And we're glad that you can keep your businesses open and running, at least on some limited capacity. That's so important. We larger gyms like mine will be able to open up again once we get into this next phase, and indeed we will. We're looking forward to it. So now, classes in the gyms, those are probably going to take a lot, perhaps a little bit more, like a lot longer to open back up. So in that vein, because, you know, there's so many people packed in a tight space there, and it's not really fair to open it up just to 10 or 12 people at a time, which is about the capacity if we're doing physically distancing correctly, and which we do. So classes may take a lot longer. So I want to encourage you to come to my GeForce workout class. It's appropriate for any level of fitness, from way beginner to way advanced. And it's such a great group of people. All you do is bring your towel, your mat, your water bottle, and your mask, and you show up at the basketball court at 7:30 or little before a.m. That's a.m., folks, so get up. We'll bring on the great workout. It's free. You just show up, and it's a great group of people. You'll have a blast getting a great workout. So that's Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. at the basketball courts at Ruth Hardy Park. Also, Kristen from Urban Yoga, she's just a wonderful yogi, and she is also there in Ruth Hardy Park. And I believe they do Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Check with Kristen from Urban Yoga. They have a great yoga circle that begins at 8:15, I believe. I wish we didn't overlap so everybody could switch back and forth like that between the classes, because I'm a big proponent of mixing up your workout, and Kristen does such a great job there. Also, there's Brian's boot camp on Saturdays. I believe there are two sessions of his boot camp, also in Ruth Hardy Park. The city has been so good in allowing us permits, streamlined process that allow businesses that can't operate indoors right now, fitness businesses, to use the park to help. Now, Brian, I think, has two sessions of boot camp Saturday morning. So it's Brian Guzman. Check him out on Facebook. Guzman is his last name, or Brian's Boot Camp. Just Google it. You'll find him. He's a great guy. And I know that there are a few personal trainers also working in the park. Luke Mills, my buddy Dave from the gym. So anyway, if you need advice or if you need direction on any of those, don't hesitate to hit me up. Now, there's a couple of ways to hit me up. You can get me on Facebook at Ted Geist. You can get me right here at iHub Radio, right? And you can also find me on my new website, tedgeist.com. I'm doing a little self-promotion here, and it's tedgeist.com. I'm so happy with my new website. This has been a long time in the making, and the man who did it for me, Scott Tambling of Desert Digital Design. I can't say enough about this man's creativity, his talent, his energy. He's done so many great websites here in the community, and I hope you'll check him out, Desert Digital Design, and that's Scott Tambling. I couldn't be happier with my website. So go to my blog. Okay, I have a blog page with all sorts of current topics and subjects that you might be interested in. Okay, I hope, and check it out. Let me know what you think. Send in your questions, your comments, your concerns, anything like that. It's all good. Okay. Now, in our next segment, we are going to get to those push-ups, and I'm going to tell you about the best push-up to do. We're also going to talk about pull-ups and one other exercise for your lower body that you love to hate. Okay, that's all coming up in the next segment here on A Good Fit. I'm Ted Geis. John McMullen's in the studio with me today, and this is iHub Radio.
If you've just finished up with leg day, take a load off. Ted's not going to know you're sitting there listening.
Rough weekend?
Well, unless, of course, you join in the conversation.
Uh-huh.
In which case, give your digits a workout and call the fitness master himself.
Okay, well, I will give a call.
760-544-8255. That's 760-544-TALK.
I want to hear what you think.
Or if you're afraid he's going to hear you making popcorn in the background, just send a text.
No argument there.
760-699-0202. That's 760-699-0202.
Hello, flabby, out-of-shape family. Check out my bulging rippliness.
Fresh off doing burpees, here's Ted Geis with more of A Good Fit on iHub Radio.
That's right. Welcome back. I am Ted Geis, and this is A Good Fit here on the iHub Network, iHubRadio.com. Thank you for joining us today. Hello, Mr. McMullen.
Hi there.
Hi there. We're going to talk about one of your favorite exercises. Now, I touched on this briefly last week, but we're going to go a little more in depth about push-ups. That's right. I said push-ups.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, a lot of people, I want to follow up. A lot of people think that they cannot do push-ups. Push-ups are one of the best, if not the best, upper body exercise you can do. And everybody can do push-ups, no matter what ability you are. And you know how, if you haven't done a push-up in about 40 years, don't fret, because there's a way to do them. And I want to suggest that I'm going to give the people who are already doing push-ups, I want to give you your best push-up, okay? But I want to talk to the beginners here, and you know, everybody has to start somewhere. So the best way to start, if you haven't done a push-up in 30, 40 years, do standing push-ups. And what do I mean by that? I mean by just stand up and grab a kitchen counter, something.
Grab your ankles.
That's a different kind of workout, John. Although I've got some information on just that move, by the way, grabbing your ankles. So grab a kitchen counter or the back of a tall chair or your dining room table, something solid. And that's how you start to do push-ups. Okay. And start out with, I've said this a lot, but start out with just a set of 2 to 5, if that's what you can do. Okay. And then do rest a little bit and do that again. Okay. Until you finally work into a full set of maybe 10 to 20 push-ups. Okay. And then once that gets easier, you start to lower the bar, so to speak. Instead of raise the bar, you lower it for push-ups and to gradually get you down closer to the ground. Okay. Now, for you advanced folks who are already doing push-ups on the ground, I want to go over the best push-up with you, which is a decline. What do I mean by a decline? Where your feet are higher than your hands. Okay, so that means you have got to plank your body so you stay stable, and your feet have got to be up higher, even if it's 6 inches higher than your thing. So you can get on a block of wood. If you're at a gym, you can use, there's all sorts of equipment that you can use that you can put your feet up there. Be careful doing it, but decline push-ups are the best push-ups that you can do, because they involve more of the chest muscle and more of the shoulder muscle and more of the tricep muscle in the move. They're harder. That's why they're so good. All right. Now, not everything hard is good, right? Did I say that right? Anyway,
some people may say speak for yourself, but
it's my life, okay? So I have a dog. Anyway, decline push-ups are the most challenging. So, and I know a few people, myself included, who I need to get back on decline push-ups and increase my upper body strength. During this pandemic, I've kind of sloughed off a little bit, even though I'm teaching my class and even though, you know, I've been able to go, it's just not been the same. So I need to get back on it too. So I'm going to do these decline push-ups with you guys, okay? And speaking of that, this week at GeForce Workout in Ruth Hardy Park, we're going to be doing some decline push-ups. How? We're going to have you roll up your mats that you bring, and that's where we're going to start. So it's just a slight elevation, okay? So if you are so inclined to bring something to challenge yourself that's a little higher, bring it, baby. We'll do it, okay? All right, so now the thing I don't want you to do is try to pop off as many as possible the first time you start push-ups, okay? Don't, just because you're going to wreck yourself and you're going to hate yourself and you won't do them again, okay, because you'll be so sore. Be good with yourself, especially if you haven't done push-ups in a long time. Be good to yourself and start out slow, okay? So you'll continue to do them and build gradually. Slow, steady wins the race and all this stuff, okay? All right, so there's my favorite push-up. Now, the other thing is pull-ups that you can do for your upper body. And pull-ups are funny because, you know, you have to go someplace where if you don't have a pull-up bar at home, it's hard to find a place to do pull-ups. But I got to tell you, I have done pull-ups on tree branches before, on playground equipment. We are in luck here because in Palm Springs, because we have something called the Wellness Park. And the Wellness Park is centrally located right off of Ruth Hardy Park, kind of catty corner from Desert Regional Hospital. And it's this wonderful oasis. I just wrote a blog post about it at tedguys.com. So check it out there. There's lots of information on the Wellness Park. But I want to tell you, it's a beautiful oasis right in the middle of the city here. And not only do they have exercise stations and equipment where you can do pull-ups and push-ups and sit-ups and pedaling and arm exercises. It is just a beautiful place to meditate, to sit on a park bench and watch the beautiful desert skies and the mountains, San Jacinto Mountains, to take a stroll. They have just all sorts of different varieties of plantings that you might be interested in, including herbs and native flowers, native grasses. It's just a wonderful place. That's the Wellness Park, right at the corner of Miraleste, and I believe it's Tachiva, right, where you turn at the hospital?
I think so.
Yeah, I think it is. You've been there once or twice, right?
Yeah.
Where'd you have most of your foot stuff done? Is that Eisenhower or Desert?
Desert.
Desert, okay.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah.
They have all the hyperbaric chambers and all that kind of stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Because I remember you having to go into those.
Yeah, every day. Like 2.5 months.
I remember I was being a smartass. Yeah, yeah. Poor guy.
Every morning
you got to go sit in those. I wonder, did that affect your ringing in your ears or tinnitus at all?
No.
Nope.
But I wish it would have. Mm-hmm. It's about the only thing it didn't do good for my health. It's good for you to be in that intensive oxygen therapy.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of just want to go down there and see if they'll let me get in it. And I got nothing going on. I just want to breathe that oxygen for a while. So speaking of breathing oxygen, now we're going to talk about pull-ups a little bit more. So find a space to do pull-ups like the Wellness Park. Now, pull-ups are easier said than done. You may find them much more difficult than even a push-up, and you're not alone. Don't worry about it. But they are such an upper body strength babe magnet. They're just like, they're so good for your back in particular and your biceps. Those are the, and your core. So what I suggest for you, if you are a beginner doing pull-ups, I suggest that you either get a chair or a box or something sturdy that you can stand on, or a rock, or a piece of landscaping, so anything that's sturdy. Don't get anything that's wobbly, because you're going to have your body weight on it, and you have that assist you, okay? Bend your knees. You're going to grab the pull-up bar, whatever you're using, you're going to grab it. You can use any grip to start out, okay? And go wide, okay? wide or shoulder width apart. And maybe for you beginners, go shoulder width apart and try it that way first. Okay. So you're going to bend your knees. All right. And you're, whatever you are supporting yourself on, you're going to put your toes on that. So your heels are back, like you're going to come up to your butt, but your toes are on that support. And that's what you push your body with, are your toes, your feet. Okay. You can even try your flat foot. That's all right. That's just a little more easy. So you assist yourself in this pull up. Now, most gyms have a pull up and a tricep dip assist machine. I know that EOS does have one outdoors. Thank you. And so does World Gym has two, as a matter of fact. So if you are not in a gym setting, though, you're going to have to rely on something else. You can even use your workout buddy, okay? By bending your knees, having them stand behind you, cross your ankles, and they put their hands around your ankles and push on you to assist. That's a great way if you have a workout buddy. And go all the way up, all the way down. Okay, you want to make sure that you go all the way down, because most people, I got to tell you, okay, there's a few that don't, but the majority of people cheat. They do. They don't mean to. They don't even think they're cheating at pull-ups because they don't go all the way down. So you want those muscles to be elongated and strong and full. So doing a half a pull-up has value, but not as much value as doing a full pull-up. When's the last time you did a pull-up? That's what most people say. So you're not alone, John. That was pretty good, I know. But you are going to do pull-ups someday, just like we're talking about, okay? So if you have any questions about that, I'm going to be doing some fitness videos, both indoors and outdoors, here pretty soon. I'm going to put them on tedgeist.com. I'm going to put them on my Facebook page. I'm going to put them on my Facebook A Good Fit page. And you can watch me execute some of the things that we're talking about, okay? Assisted pull-ups. It'll be great, John.
And what's your website again?
It's tedgeist.com. Did I happen to mention that?
You have. I just want to make sure people got it.
Ted Geist, G-U-I-C-E. com. Okay. So I forgot to turn off my phone. God.
Well, fortunately, Apple has those little ringer controls on the
side.
They
do, and I've got to learn how to do this. I got a new phone.
Yeah?
I got a new phone. You did? What'd you get?
The 12
That's
Pro
what I
Max.
Got. That's what I got.
Yeah?
We have Samers.
How do you like that?
I like it.
I love the camera capabilities on it.
Well, this is what I need you to solve for me, Big Kahuna.
Uh-huh.
When, and this is a common problem that I haven't taken the time, but apparently it's a common problem. The video, pictures come out great, but the video comes out super bright. And there's something on here that I need to turn off. It's a fix that they're, you know, dealing with. And thousands of people have had the same problem. When they shoot a video, it looks good.
I haven't shot any yet, so I haven't encountered
okay.
that.
Okay, so let me know how you think.
We'll look around and see if we can figure that out.
Yeah, I know the answer's online because I briefly brushed over it. I've just been too lazy to do anything. But I love it. It does so many things that I don't even know about yet. So there's your thing on pull-ups, all right? Now, we got to get to the lower body. Of course, your ab work is important. And your core work. Okay. Now, here's the thing. I want to touch on this. So many folks do, or under the impression anyway, they ask me, what exercise can I do to lose this? And they grab a little bit of fat around their belly or a lot of fat around their belly. And I have to be honest with them and say, honey, I'm so sorry, but there's no exercise that you're going to do besides cardio to help lose belly fat, okay? But the best exercise you can do is change your diet, okay? You have to change up what you eat first and foremost. Even before exercise, if you need to lose weight and you only had two things to choose from to do it, or one thing to choose from out of the two, exercise or diet, and you had to choose which one to do first, I would say change your diet. And I'm a trainer, so, and we're always pushing you to exercise. But exercise, you cannot exercise, out-exercise, the saying is, a bad diet, okay? So if you're eating crap and eating too much of it, there it is, folks. It's not complicated. It's pretty simple. You got to change up what you eat first. And then we'll talk about some great ab and core exercises. So in the next segment, don't go anywhere. We are going to talk about that lower body exercise that you love to hate, but they are so good for you, and variations on a theme on how to do that. That's all coming up, along with some myth busting in our second hour today. So, you know, we got some stuff to talk about here. All right. Hey, I'm Ted Geist. This is A Good Fit. I'm in the studios, the iHub Network studios with John McMillan today. Stay tuned.
If you had Apple Jacks or Flapjacks this morning, it might be time to think seriously about jumping jacks.
Burn!
This is where the Coachella Valley comes to talk about fitness and nutrition.
I hope you like turkey, because that's what we're having.
So, whether you're a gym bunny...
That gym is so gay, they only have a back door.
...or you don't know jack shit about getting or staying fit...
Here's the deal.
The fitness master loves everyone all the same.
I think that's the way to do it.
iHub Radio presents A Good Fit with Ted Geist.
When you walk into a room erect... You say, here I am, deal with it.
Could you stop flexing and posing and pull the microphone your way and do the show? Attaboy.
Gosh, it's hard for me to pull away from flexing and posing for you, John.
Right?
Right? I know it's so tough on you, too. So. Hey,
especially
welcome back.
As we sit here taking photos of you to put on Facebook.
So, oh, yeah. Oh, you know how I hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was time that we had some photos of you from our new studios.
From our new studios. I like them. Yeah. I like what you've done here.
It's the Alex Huey Memorial Studio.
Yes, it's very Alex.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's very, you've done great things in here.
Thanks.
So, yeah, it's good. Hey, welcome back to A Good Fit here on the iHub Network, iHubRadio.com. I'm glad you're listening. I am Ted Geist, and that's John McMullen. We'd be talking it up today all about your health and fitness. So when we left, we were telling about two favorite upper body exercises, my number one favorite being push-ups, the second most important as well, pull-ups. How you're going to do them? Okay, so try some assisted pull-ups, whether you have a friend or a piece of furniture or something to help assist you or
so
treat.
I have a question
yes?
for you because,
yes, Johnny?
I mean, as a guy who's in his upper half of the 200s.
we're talking about pounds, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I have been, when I did go to the gym, I didn't have the... I could say wherewithal, but I'll just say the balls to go and to use one of those assisted pull-up devices.
Right, right, right.
But I've wondered, I've watched other people do it, and I've wondered how much assistance do you really get on that versus, you know, I mean, obviously when you're doing it on just a chin-up bar, it's one thing. But I've just wondered, like, is that thing going to really help somebody like in my situation get to the place where eventually I could do those on my own?
Certainly. That's exactly what I recommend to people who have never done a pull-up is this is where we're going to start. Just like the push-ups that I recommended that you're standing up and doing them on a slant board or something. That's exactly what you need to do. So you're thinking right. And yes, they will lead to you. You'll challenge yourself someday once you start to use the least assistance on that stack. And I recommend, because John, you're tall and you're a big guy anyway, I recommend that you give yourself a lot of assistance for the first few weeks to really figure out where
so
you're
you
at.
So you can set that.
So you can set that, yeah. There's a weight stack just like on any other machine, and you pull out the pin, and the higher up the stack, the lighter, the less assistance you get. So you want to start towards the bottom of the assistance. And if you're in the 200 pounds, you know, you probably want to give yourself almost, you know, maybe 100 to 170, 180 pounds assistance. So you're pulling up 20 to 30 pounds to start, okay? And see how you feel about that. Do four sets of 10. If you can't do four sets of 10 the first time, put on some more assistance and do that, okay?
Okay.
And
this is going to help me in my arms, of course, but where else?
Well, your back, your lats, your in particular, but it's a great all-over back exercise, and you're going to get a lot of good bicep in it, too, and core.
Okay.
So I highly recommend that. And the standing up push-ups, I highly recommend. Get on your toes, plank your body, and do them at a slant. Those are two great ways to start. And you know, that's a good question because so many people are afraid to do that because mm-hmm. they've not been able to do it. And they don't have...
And they don't want to make a fool of themselves, exactly. Or especially when you're in there with all these people who've not been... shy about being at the gym for you right. know 20 years
right exactly
and you're going in you know in your first month
mm-hmm. and that's one of the biggest things that one of the biggest fears that people face is being a new person or not have been in the gym for years and going back in and you're amongst a lot of fit people or whatever. But I gotta tell you, I don't know, I mean, in over my career, I've been doing this for over 30 years, there have been just a few instances where people actually said nasty things about, you know, most of the time, most people are really supportive and they'll help you if you ask them for it. And they're glad to see you in there. And so don't let the fear of what other people are saying, doing, or thinking stop you, because they're really not doing it. They're too involved in their own workouts to care that you can't do a pull up or can do a pull up, you know? Yeah. So don't let that fear stop you. That's a great question. And, I think those assisted things, John, for anybody such as yourself that had a serious foot injury, that had some issues on that, I think those assist machines are the way to go. Because they give you the support that you need until you can do them stably and safely on your own. So it's a great way to go. All right, let's get to that lower body exercise. You know what it is, don't you? The best lower body exercise you can do. Say it with me.
Don't say squats.
Squats, yeah. See, frowny face right there? I wish you guys could see John McMillan.
No, honestly,
frowny face.
I don't mind squats.
Yeah, no, they're good. You got big legs. You got football yeah. player legs. And so linebacker legs. And so squats, I used to hate squats as well. Now, here's the poop. I'm 63 years old. I don't do weighted squats anymore. I don't. If I do, I do them on a carriage or on a hack squat machine at the gym where I can just lift the carriage up, which is about 50 pounds itself. So, and I don't recommend weighted squats for a lot of people over 60. Why? Unless you're competing. I think you need that strength. If you want to build some muscle mass, you know, I get that. That's fine. I have a little bigger legs for my size, so I don't, you know, I concentrate more on the strength and the balance aspect of it, but I want to take care of my spine.
Don't they give you a big ass?
Well, hopefully, if you do them right, they yeah. will. Yeah. So, you know, no. Okay. So that's a good question. What is the largest muscle group in your body? Muscle group is legs. Okay. That's why you get winded when you do a squat or you do a lunge or one of those machines. But the biggest muscle, single muscle in your body is
your butt.
Your butt. Exactly. You've got those two muscles that kind of cross over, and you'll see on any model, you'll see it's like a flank steak or something. What do they call that? You know, flap meat or something, but it's a big muscle. So squats are excellent for your butt. So you don't want to leave out squats. And a lot of people are like, I don't want to do squats because they hurt. Well, they hurt because if you are my age or anything like that, maybe you're lifting too much weight. You're trying to lift too much weight. And we're going to talk a little bit about more about that too, about what kind of weight you should be lifting. But squats, I'm going to cover that a little bit more on variations theme in our next hour. Don't go anywhere. We've got one more hour of Health and Fitness Talk Radio here on A Good Fit. I'm Ted Geisen with John McMullen. And this is iHub Radio.